Simon & Schuster Audio presents Here's to Us by Becky Albertalli and Adam Silvera. Read by Noah Galvin and Froy Gutierrez.
Part 1. Clear the slate and start over. Chapter 1. Ben. Saturday, May 16th. What if we do? This question lives in my head whenever I think about him. I feel like I've been lost for a long time, like a box with its shipping label torn off en route. But I think someone's finally found me. He's cut through the box's heavy duct tape seal and cracked it open. And there's light and air, good morning texts and sleepovers, and Spanish and kisses. Mario Colon. Right before I entered the train station, Mario texted me a photo of himself in the dentist's chair. He's wearing a white t-shirt with denim overalls, one strap hanging loose like the Puerto Rican Super Mario reboot this world deserves. His olive skin is smooth because he apparently doesn't grow any body hair, which bums him out sometimes because he thinks he would look great with Lin-Manuel Miranda's beard. His dark hair is curly, and that bright office light is really catching the glow in his hazel eyes. His tongue is hanging out from the corner of his lips. And even when he's being silly, it makes me want to kiss him. Like that first time when we were working together on our creative writing homework. And the 50 other times since then. I self-consciously swipe through to the photo I sent him in response. I usually take a dozen selfies before I feel one is Mario-worthy since he's clearly out of my league. But I had to be quick when my train was pulling up. I angled the phone above me, making sure the t-shirt he made me was visible. For his high school graduation, Mario's parents gave him a t-shirt printer because he wanted to add some flavor to his clothes. Last week, he surprised me with the Wicked Wizard War shirts that have the same lettering from the cover Samantha created for me to use on Wattpad. The t-shirt was such a thoughtful gift. It even has me judging myself and my photos a lot less than I normally would. Mario and I met at the beginning of freshman year in our creative writing class, and at first, I was sure he'd turn out to be a very serious fiction writer, or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?